And school may be out for summer, but that doesn't mean high school students are able to sit back and relax by the pool. Like it or not, college prep is now a year-round affair for many. And joining us to talk about that is Lisa Maselli, the director of college counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, my high school. Lisa, great to have you back.
Thanks, Jeremy. I'm glad to be with you guys.
And when it comes to summer these days, is it really at all about hanging out for high school students anymore, or has that completely changed?
Well, I think the movement, Jeremy, is to actually get it back to reclaiming childhood again, reclaiming joy.
Really?
And I think, yeah, and I have to, I think about when I grew up and my mom used to give me two words of advice that I think now are what I use when I work with teens. Don't grow up too fast. Enjoy your childhood. And number two, everything in moderation. And well, I think those are the two themes now that are kind of helping kids kind of reclaim summers so that they don't go back to school burnt out.
But don't they, when they get to the point of having to apply to colleges, have to have all kinds of experience, and the only time for them to get that is in the summer? Let's go through a few here. Shouldn't they have
sure.
an internship at some point throughout their high school career?
Well, you know what's happening is that now the summer is becoming such a resume-building frenzy that now all that admissions people are talking about, and even deans of schools, there's an article that came out recently from the former dean of Stanford who basically is telling kids to be a child, to just sleep in, goof off, have fun. And it's ironic because I know there were comments that are often coming in from those stories saying, oh, really? Then why is Stanford dissecting these kids and expecting X, Y, and Z? So I think it's a double-edged sword. I think that, yes, if you're aspiring to those top-tier schools, are they looking for you to make an impact? But the impact can be in so many different areas of your life. It can be, are you making an impact because you love photography? Are you making an impact because you're learning how to cook and now you're becoming an awesome family member who has something joyful to write about? So I do think that while you're saying, yes, are they expected to do these things? The movement now and what we're hoping that we can help kids and parents understand is this over-scheduling, over-programming, overdosing on things. I mean, yes, you may want to do an internship, but it doesn't have to consume your summer. You may want to study for some tests, but you don't want to put on an addition to your house and turn it into an SAT prep room. All of that stuff has to be done in moderation.
What about getting a job?
Is
that something that students should be doing in the summer?
You know, yeah, it's funny because I've talked with admissions professionals and some of them just say, God, I would love to read an essay where a kid's just writing about working at Dairy Queen. Because I think so many times these things that kids are doing nowadays seem so overpackaged. And I think a lot of these admissions people think back to their childhood. I mean, if I asked you, Jeremy, what is a fondest summer memory you have? What would you say?
It was probably either going to like summer camp or playing sports or going on vacation somewhere. It would be something like
right.
that rather than, I don't know, working at the bookstore or something like that.
Right. And really, were you always worried about back then, do I need to go work in a lab? Do I need to basically make sure that I'm published in something? And I think that pressure is on kids today, and admissions does admit they know that they're a part of this problem. But we also now have an epidemic of kids being stressed out. We have an epidemic of anxiety. We have an upsurge of mental health issues on campus. So the summers now, we're just trying to help kids realize if you really do have an interest in something academic and you want to go deep in something, go for it. But you also have to have that time to just relax, be a kid. And believe it or not, let them sleep in. Sometimes you need to let these kids that are supposed to have 9 to 10 hours of sleep, who don't get it in the school year, actually reclaim some of that rest they need because they are exhausted.
If there's a student listening to this who's thinking, you know what, you're talking about getting ready for college, I don't know that that's in the cards for me. Maybe that's not what I'm going to be doing. I don't have the grades that I need. I won't be able to afford it. What would you say to that student?
Well, first of all, I don't want any student to ever think that college is not an option for them. Let's talk about why you think that you can't get to college if you want it. Let's talk about what your goals are. Is what you dream of your life after high school looking like requiring a college degree? Wherever you live, your zip code is equated to a community college. People there in the career planning office, the financial aid office, the admissions office can kind of talk with you about anything you have, dreams, aspirations, and goals, because you are a taxpayer and that is a part of what you can access in your community. But also, kids need to think about summer is not always thinking, am I marketing and getting ready and am I building something for college planning? I tell kids, think about life skills in the summer. You ask a kid nowadays, do you know how to blank? And I mean things like, do you know how to do your laundry? Do you know how to make a meal for yourself? When's the last time you got out paper and pen and wrote a thank you note? Those are the things in the summer that I think kids need to do. They need to unplug, re-engage with people, and re-engage with passions in their life that they've been almost too busy to do for those 9 months of a busy school year.
Lisa Maselli, the director of college counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, my old school. Lisa, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.